I'm Francis Lamb, and this is the show for curious cooks and eaters. Okay, so naturally, everyone thinks of Thanksgiving as Turkey Day. But look, I mean, the day is really much more about sweetness and starch than anything else, right? I mean, half the sides are sweet, the sweet potatoes, that weird jiggly cranberry jello that for some reason we keep calling sauce. And what really matters is what pies people brought this year. So imagine having Thanksgiving in the home of Miro Uskokovic. He is the pastry chef of the timeless New York restaurant Gramercy Tavern, and his wife, Shilpa, is also a pastry chef. He's from Serbia, she's from India, and I just cannot even imagine what glories grace their table. So we caught up with Miro to find out. So hey, Miro, great to have you in.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. So you came to the United States from Serbia.
Yes.
For your last year of high school.
Yes.
And you went to Indiana. What was it like when you got there?
Greentown, Indiana. Well, it was not what I expected, I'll be honest with you. I mean, I come from the small farming community back home in Serbia. And my whole life I was watching movies and dreaming about coming to big city, New York or Chicago. So that's what I was expecting. That's not quite Greentown, Indiana. I did land in Chicago, so I saw the big buildings and I was very excited. But as we left Chicago and, you know, and Gary, Indiana and started driving and there was nothing but corn around me and soybeans. And then we arrived in a small country home. There was a goat farm behind it. It was just like back home. But I was quite disappointed. You know?
I flew
like,
the other side of the world.
Exactly. That's not what I wanted. You know, I wanted the big lights of New York City. But it was actually good. It was a good transition, right? If I was 17 from small country town in Serbia coming to New York City, I don't think so that I would have made it and I would have stayed. So it was a nice transition to come to Greentown and then move on.
And so, like you said, you came as a student. You came, I think, in the summer before the year that you're going to spend there. So by the time Thanksgiving rolled around, it was, you know, about half a year. Did you feel settled in? Do you remember that first Thanksgiving?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it was my first holiday. You know, I just came right after the 4th of July, so it was my first American holiday that I've experienced.
Oh, wow.
And it was fun to see one holiday that you never really hear about it much in Serbia, right? We don't really learn about it in history. Plus, not that many movies talk about Thanksgiving.
Oh, interesting.
But it was something new, but yet familiar, because Thanksgiving is one holiday that it's all about food and family. Mm. And all of our holidays in Serbia are about food and family. Yeah. So, you know, it was a new thing for me to learn about the pies and turkey and, you know, watching who's playing cowboys and on TV. But it was yet very familiar to me. But then I was a little bit of homesick. So it was just like a nice reminder of home and, you know, gave me some positive feelings and emotions to continue on.
Oh, interesting.
Far away from family.
Yeah. Are there like harvest celebrations in Serbia that are kind of equivalent? I mean, obviously with different foods and stuff, but
a harvest celebration for us is working celebrations, right? This is when we, you know, harvest, of course, but also it's the time when, you know, there will be slaughter of animals that each family raises. So all kids had to come together. You know, our parents were very particular about children, not just seeing how animals were born and raised, but also how they slaughtered and processed. So that is, you know, there's not like a particular day like it is here, but it's more like each family had their own day or two within fall time when you would come together just to get ready for winter.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. And are you still in touch with your host family?
Of course, of course. They
really?
Still come and visit me every summer. They come and stay with me here.
Oh, wow.
Hi, Jim and Lisa, if you're listening. we're still in touch.
Have you ever had them over for your Thanksgiving?
No. Unfortunately, I did not. Unfortunately, I did not have them over, but they always have a foreign exchange student. They still do. So they try to come at the end of the school year, which their foreign exchange student just showed them in New York City. So they always come and stay with us, and we take them around. So.
Oh, that's so sweet. Yeah. Okay, so just a little background. Mm-hmm. You had that year in Indiana. Mm-hmm. You went back home to Serbia for a few years. You came back to the States, spent a few more years in Indiana, and then you went to culinary school here.
Yes.
You knew you were going to be a chef. Mm-hmm. When did you start celebrating this holiday here for yourself?
Well, immediately. I never really stopped celebrating. You know, as I said, that first holiday really left a big impression on me. You know, I remember Jim, we spent Thanksgiving with his family, and he took me a little bit earlier so I can learn how to make a pie with his mom, Nancy. So, and as I said, it really left a huge impression on me. As I said, it reminded me of home. So I decided when I come back, when I stay, that's one holiday that I wanted to celebrate. And, you know, my wife is Indian. I'm Serbian. So we decided we're going to celebrate one big holiday from each culture every year. So we celebrate Diwali and, you know, we celebrate Thanksgiving. And then we celebrate usually Christmas, which falls on a different day in Serbian Orthodox religion. It's on January 7th. So, and we've been celebrating ever since we've moved back to the United States. So it's almost 10, 12 years now. I can't even remember.
Yeah. And Shilpa, your wife, is also a trained chef.
Yes, she is.
So like Thanksgiving is like lit at your house.
Yeah, yeah, she is. Yeah, that's how we met. We met at a Culinary Institute of America. So it is a big affair for us to, it's never just like simple turkey and green bean casserole. It's always a little twist. And, you know, we'll keep some traditional aspects of it. But then, of course, as you know, every chef has to go a little bit overboard. And she's also great in, you know, tablescapes. And, you know, she's very particular about all those things. So it's definitely nerve-wracking and crazy. A lot of arguing and fighting leading up to Thanksgiving. Until everything comes together, a lot of panic, but it always is beautiful.
It's like restaurant service.
Yeah, of course. Just like that. A lot of panic, but then everything comes together.
So what are things that you make? Are there things you make every year, or were there like particular things that stand out that you guys have made?
Well, like we keep traditional things. We always make a pie and a turkey, but it's always different every year. And I am always in charge of doing turkey, and she's always in charge of doing side dishes and desserts. Maybe sometimes she allow me to make a pie, but she says she's better than I in desserts, which is true. So I don't like to interfere. And as a pastry chef, you bake all the time.
You are a pastry chef. Yeah. I feel like that is, in fact, your award-winning profession.
Yeah. And I don't argue with her. She's really excellent in baking as well. And every year we'll do like a different spin, and we try to celebrate different cultures and cuisines. So, you know, there was one year that we had like, you know, Korean-inspired Thanksgiving, and we did turkey covered in, I believe, some gochujang rice syrup glaze, you know.
So like the sweet chili fermented bean paste.
Yeah. And then one year we did like Indian, of course, you know, she's Indian. So we did like tandoori style turkey. We, of course, had Serbian style as well.
What's a Serbian style?
Well, north where I come from, they do eat a lot of turkey, and they usually eat it with a pasta called mlinci, which is also found in Croatian and Slovenian cuisines as well. And I think in northern Italy as well. But it's pasta, so regular pasta, but we'll toast it on like open fire. So it gets a little bit of charred, and then you would cook it. So it has a little bit of smoke and char, and also it's a little bit chewier. So, you know, we would cook pasta, boil it, and then we will like mix it with like turkey fat. We'll put turkey on top and just bake it that way.
Oh my God. Yeah,
it's delicious. Sounds incredible. Fatty, but delicious.
And pies. Maybe you haven't decided on your menu yet this year. You're going to have that fight later.
We have not yet, yes.
But last year, what were the pies on your table?
Last year, what did we have? We had chocolate cream pie. I remember that. That's my favorite. And I think Shilpa made, I can't remember. I think it was the cranberry walnut pie or something like that. It was definitely a cranberry and a nut pie, but I cannot remember what it was. Like we always, you know, get a lot of books and magazines, and we like save all these clippings, and then we decide usually to make some desserts from somebody else. So yeah. I think that she saw.
Good to know two pastry chefs will still clip.
Of course. I mean, yeah. That, you know, please. It's like, you know, when I hear people saying that they come up with all of their recipes, that's not really true. You know, like you have to get inspired. You have to look out and see, and you'll find inspiration everywhere.
I love it.
Yeah.
Will you let me know the next time you make that Serbian turkey?
I will. I will.
All right. Thank you, Chef. This has been so fun.
Yes. Thank you.
Miro Uskakovic is the pastry chef of Gramercy Tavern in New York City. You can find his recipes for ham and cheese pierogi and pancake stack cake from the book A Place at the Table at splendidtable.org. And next time I'm going to try to get that turkey pasta out of him, too.